welcome live from Tehran. You've tuned to Press TV's World News. I'm Arzia Hashimi. Thanks so much for being with us. First story this hour takes us to the U.S., where the Department of Homeland Security says it is considering separating children from parents caught crossing the Mexican border illegally.
Are you, the Department of Homeland Security, considering a new initiative that would separate children from their parents if they tried to enter the United States illegally?
Yes, I am considering, in order to deter more movement along this terribly dangerous network, I am considering exactly that. They will be well cared for as we deal.
Kelly said, if families are separated at the border, the children will be well cared for by government officials. He also described the move as part of a broader effort to discourage families from making what he called the dangerous trek across Mexico to the U.S. The plan had previously been reported by several news outlets. Homeland Security officials have been trying to curb the flow of families since 2014, when a flood of both children and parents overwhelmed immigration officials. Let's cross over to Baja, Mexico, joined by Mr. Johnny Punish, writer and political commentator. Thank you so much for being with us. Your take on this. What exactly does that mean when Homeland Security officials are actually saying that it is likely that they will separate parents from the children?
Well, first of all, why are they even saying this, that we might do it? It seems like a trial balloon to scare some of the Central Americans from not coming right now. That might be a possibility. But in reality, separating the men, women, and children is inhumane. It's a terrible solution for the problem, and it doesn't meet the real challenge. So I don't understand why this government continues to push this nonsense. Kelly is right in many ways. It is a huge network, but we need countries like Mexico on board to help with this network. The southern border of Mexico is where Central American issues start. And of course, they start from poverty and corruption in their own countries. But we are alienating Mexico by using inflammatory rhetoric towards them. And we're unable to get them on board. So I don't understand at all what Trump and Homeland Security thinks they're going to be doing. All they're going to create is a human disaster. You separate women from their children. Outrageous. I don't even know if that's going to pass the courts, but it's going to be an outrageous human disaster. And it really does nothing to address the real problem of poverty, corruption in Central America, and the fact that we are not building bridges, but we're building walls. And we're not going to resolve anything. It's just going to be a terrible outcome for everybody.
Well, you talked about it's not addressing the real problems. Isn't that the point of all of this? That on the one hand, American officials, they're trying to protect their own borders. And yet many of a lot of American policies that have been implemented, whether it's in Mexico or Central America, are actually the cause of these people wanting to leave their countries to begin with.
Well, that's exactly the challenge and the problem, is that we are not investing in the future. We're investing in the past, in isolationism, and trying to satisfy our fears instead of our hopes, dreams, futures with leadership. What we need is more investment in Central America. You know, in the last 20 years previous to Trump, we've invested in Mexico in a big way. Costco, Home Depot, companies, American institutions, companies that do a tremendous job with management, creating jobs and all kinds of stuff to raise the wages in Mexico to make it on par with the U.S. And we're getting closer, but now we're going backwards. And they're doing nothing in Central America after the 80s terrible situation where wars were created for profits. Nobody else actually built institutions. They didn't do what was right to stop the corruption. And now we have these poor Central American people, desperate political asylum people, people actually traveling thousands of miles on trains and trucks, risking their lives just to get 1 ounce of freedom and a chance to make a working wage where they can take care of their families. It's an awful tragedy, but we're moving in the wrong direction. We're not investing. We're divesting, and we're running away. We're running scared, and building a wall is not going to do anything.
Thank you so much for being with us, Johnny Punish, writer and political commentator out of Baja, Mexico.
Thank you.